beautiful night Sunday, and at the home of Frank Toback in Evansville, Bettles. Tape number two.
Yes, I know it's not every year. We don't have really cold weather. Last winter we never had no cold weather at all, except a few days, I think. And this year we never had this severe cold either. So it might be warm enough all the time. Yeah, but I don't know. I know we had this. The air looks like smoky most of the time now. Sometimes it really look like smoke. It's coming from somewhere. Never used to be around here before. We never seen this. Like out there, it looks like smoke. All this stuff, but it's mostly smoke or something from somewhere coming from somewhere. Well, it's that old thing from outside and Russia and everywhere, I think it's coming around. Yeah, I noticed that a long time ago, a few years ago, that we try to use them, but hair wouldn't stay on and falls off too easy. And we tried to make some curable socks one time, right the hair in them and just right. The skin, even the skin, are like paper. They're pretty easy, and they have one right up. So,
what time of year did you hunt those caribou?
Well, we get some around here at the right time. Sometimes we catch a caribou once in a while on the river. In September, that's the right time, early part of September, right time to catch them around the fur is right thickness, you know. That's what they used to use for clothing long time ago. Well, we get some around here, but the hair wouldn't stay on them, it would fall right off. And the skin is like paper, it tears pretty easy, something wrong with it. And they're not really sick, I guess, but something wrong with the skin and the hair now. I cannot figure that out. There's something going on in there that causes that.
Well, as the year warms up too, like in different months, we get into April now, and it starts to get warmer and everything. What do people start thinking about?
What did you say?
I mean, like, in the fall time, like, it's darker, and people are starting to think about maybe going out and hunting, going out and trapping. And then as it gets towards springtime now, people start to think about other things.
Well, right now, they start thinking, because the trapping season is about closed now, except beaver. That's not for a little while yet. And, they used to start thinking about going out to spring camps where they could hunt muskrat and things. And down at Lac Harkin, they used to take off everybody, and nobody left in the village, all God in springtime. Just two mission girls left sometime in the hunting muskrat and fish all spring. Come back in June.
Oh,
yeah, dog teams, sometimes they haul up boats, you know, everybody would take boat along and haul them out in the springtime before snow melts.
How would they haul those boats
out? Well, they have two sleds to haul one boat, you know. It's easy. I've hauled a lot of boats for them sometimes, all the way out of Canute, not too far. Oh, used to be good trail there, everybody was hunting caribou all winter over that way, so the trail was always good, except when a big storm filled it up. They fix it up again in no time because there were a lot of travelers.
She wants me to talk louder. Okay, well, so then you haul a lot of boats out yourself, huh?
Yeah, sometimes I haul a boat for somebody, you know, or people that don't get around too good.
Old people?
Yeah, older people.
How do you take the boat
with two sleds? Well, it's easy, you gotta have two sleds for those big boats that get too big for one sled. Put the one end of the boat in one sled and the other one in the front. So, fix it so the hind sled will follow. That's all.
And where does the guy want?
Up in the front. You'd have a jeep pull. You ever hear of a jeep pull? Yeah. Have a jeep pull there and guide the sled. And, have another little sled to ride on. Easy. You don't have to walk.
Do you really look forward to that time?
Yeah, they used to. Everybody looked forward to that time and going out before the snow melts. Too short.
What did the snow feel like then?
Well, sometimes after the snow thaws out a little and freezes again, you can travel any place then. Any place at night. You know, night and early morning.
Do you travel at night?
I have to travel at night. Even a mailman has to travel about from April 10th, somewhere around there, start traveling at night. Because sometimes it's too soft in the daytime.
What kind of clothes do you wear?
Well, we have little different clothes at that time, mostly fur, caribou when we have them, sheep skin. Oh, it takes one day because the sled slide easy then, you know, when the snow crust, the sled slide pretty easy, like iron runners. Just one day over it, 30 miles, I guess.
Once you got to that place at the end of
come back to the toilet. No load, nothing.
Oh, would you leave the boat there?
Yeah, I have to leave it where they wanted to go.
you ever take your own boat out and stay?
Well, I used to take our own boat to when down Cobalt. We have to go way up to Paw River. We had a hard boat too before spring saw too much.
Where would you haul those boats to?
Well, in a certain place where we wanted to have our camp for the spring.
Would the whole family go and take the boat out?
No, we'd haul the boat first and then take the family the next trip.
Would you make the next trip right away?
Or? I have to. It all depends. If the snow thaws out too much, sometimes you can't travel too far in one day. And you have to go according to the snow.
Those days, right in April, when you're hauling those boats out,
A little part of April, sometimes first part of May, usually, long time ago, it usually snow freezes up in around first part of May. Sometimes it keeps frozen for quite a few days. It throws out in the daytime, it freezes at night. And look like we don't have that kind of snow anymore now. I never noticed much of a snow crust. You used to walk anywhere like on a flat like this. It'd be hard enough to hold anything up. But now, lately, few years now, I never see that. It freezes up on the trail a little at night, but that's all. Weather is changing some way.
What was the air like? What did the air feel like? Is it different than that?
Well, I think the air is different too, because as I say, you can see that smoke anytime you look out now. And I think the air is different now. I think we don't have that pure air we used to have a long time ago. Real clear air up here.
When you were there in Alicacket, somebody asked you to haul their boat out for them. In those days, do you remember the difference in the way the air felt, say, in December?
Well, I guess I never noticed too much, but I know the air is different in the spring than it was in the wintertime. Down in Alicacket, we have still air, that is, no wind there. Never blow. Every once in a great while, we have a little wind there in Alicacket. So the air don't move at all in there.
Does it sound a lot different when you're walking on a trail in the wintertime than in the springtime?
Well, it's, in the springtime, it's warmer, one thing, and easier walking. Down in Alicacket, we get that 60 below and 65 below quite often in those days, long time ago. And it's cold, but there's no wind, and you can stand it very easy, very easy. You take a 30 below weather up, but in the north where there's no trees, why it's colder than 60 below weather in Alicacket. A lot colder.
When you're out hunting for some animals in the springtime,
Yeah.
And like maybe hunting caribou. And they had that crust in the snow.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to catch some caribou then, with a little crust on top of the snow. And if the snow is about 1.5 feet deep or something like that, they can't go very far. They'd be cutting their legs in that snow. No, they sometimes they stop and you can walk right up to them close. And easy to catch them then.
Do your snowshoes make very much noise?
Yes, it makes lots of noise, but it don't make no difference anyway because the caribou cannot walk very fast. And
do you have
using people
to sled on the trail?
Yeah.
What kind of wood is that made out of?
Well, you could get most any wood, like the spruce trees is good enough. And some people have better ones, I guess. Kind of break too easy. And you got a good light spruce. Light and make it big enough so it don't break.
How do you hook that onto the sled?
Well, there's a lot of ways to hook them up. Just hook it in two places. And it could be, you could guide your sled anywhere where you want it.
And then how would you hang on to
it? Well, just hold it in one hand, we have one on one side, a sled. And have to walk most of the time. Some people use skis. And pretty easy with skis. Well, sometimes they hook the skis up on a tow line, so you could stand on it and you don't have to push it in. The dogs will pull it.
You hook your foot onto the ski?
Yeah, on a hook your skis on the tow line, the dog line, you know, and pulling line, and you have a loop in there in that ski where you put your foot in. It's not like this skis they have, you know, they. You gotta have them on and nothing pulling it. You have to push it or something to go. But you hook it up on the tow line and it goes itself. All you do is stand on it and easy. And hang on to your jeep pole.
You ever run off the trail a little ways and fall off your skis?
No, you could sit down on the sled. Do if you want to, and have your feet on your skis, and you could guide that sled pretty easy that way too.
What happens if your sled starts to run off the trail?
It don't run off when you out there in the tree pole. You keep it on the trail, unless something happens, might get off. You just hang on with your tow line and keep away from under the sled.
When you had a boat down there, you have trouble making the corners?
Not too much. We fix it so the sled way behind there, it was sometimes a few feet behind the other one. You fix it so it guides that sled too, with the two lines like that. It'll tighten up, you know, on each side and turn it over to the trail and keep it on the trail most of the time.
Your arm never get tired holding the people?
or little sometimes. Sometimes I have to be on a cheap pole for sometimes maybe 10 hours. It, not too much though, you walk in it, it don't bother.
Can you ever switch arms and hold it with the other
hand? No, it don't work so good that way.
You got real strong right arm.
It don't bother me, because I'd be walking most of the time anyway, because I usually have a load. If I have meat, I'd have big load and cannot ride. I have to walk and have pull the sled too, so that's not hard work.
How do you help pull the sled?
Well, put the rope around here and to the sled.
Behind the dogs,
right next to the sled. Easy. It might be hard work, but you don't bother pushing it. Nothing to worry about it, because you'd have your sled on the trail all the time.
When you use those skis, how would you stop?
Well, put your foot off from the skis and put your foot on the snow. That's the best way, I guess. Some people rig up, put a lever on their sled and have a line back to their brake. And they have something there to push the brake down. And so you pull the lever. It'll put the brake down to go down hills, you know, like a fellow was hauling freight from Tanana to Bettles one time for storekeeper, some dry goods, I guess. That's the way he rigged his up, because there's lots of long hills on that road there, and the sled goes pretty fast down the hill.
Your dogs?
No, not much. It's a lot of ways to stop them. Sometimes they pull me away, but I could stop them somehow. Sometimes turn the sled off the trail in this deep snow. They can't pull that with them very far.
You ever run into animals
in
the trail?
Yes, yeah. Sometimes there'd be moose right ahead and dogs, and my dogs would take off, you know, and it'd be hard to hold them. I'd usually be on behind the sled, though. It's not troubling much.
Did they take off after that animal?
Yes, they want to catch them, you know. Some dogs want to run after animals very bad. You can't stop them.
Do they do that in
wintertime? Yeah, in wintertime. Yeah, not too much. We don't run any animal too much, but once in a while there'll be caribou and sometimes moose on the trail. And dogs will take off.
Do they make trouble when they do that?
Not too much. I usually have dogs I could handle. They don't give me much trouble.
What do those animals do when they chase?
Well, they run as fast as they can, I guess.
When you're out either hunting or carrying freight for people, you ever have an accident, get hurt?
No, I never had it. Accident on the trail or anywhere. Never had much trouble.
You ever break a runner on your sled?
No. I usually have a strong sled. My dad makes a sled that cannot break, so I never have trouble with sled.
How does he make them so it doesn't break?
Well, make them strong enough and fix it up the right way, get it without nails, all string rawhide. And so they last a long time and they don't break. No, he makes that for me and himself, that's all.
How long did the sled make for you last?
Oh, that lasted a long time, about 3 or 4 years, easy.
Did you ever make sleds?
Yeah, I started making sled because my dad don't make sleds for me anymore, so I have to do it. So I make some pretty good sleds too, a little lighter. A little lighter than my dad's, but they work pretty good. I make another sleigh, which if it's wear out anyway.
Why did you make yours lighter?
Well, it'd be a little easier for the dogs to pull. It wouldn't be so stiff. Sled got to be a little limber too, so it pulls easier.
You know, the other day we were talking about how when you first met Dara and you went over to Kobach all those times. Well, we were talking to Ella and she said, "Oh yeah, my dad, boy, he was a handsome man." He said, all those, just, you know, all those women really liked him.
No, I don't know what that. There were a lot of girls down there and I covered, but I didn't want them. I think I told you that before, because I had no money, and I'm an Eskimo. So if I marry one of those girls, I wouldn't have no money to support her, or I would have a bad feeling if I get one of those Indian girls. I wouldn't feel good at all if I don't support the woman good enough. So I try to leave them alone, try to get my own people. I don't care so much if I don't do so good with them.
Were there other people around there that had more money than you?
Oh, maybe all of them had more success in trapping and things like that, I guess. But in hunting, I think I could keep up with them, like hunting caribou and moose. That's all I was.
Do they pretty well know you as a good hunter then?
Well, some of them thought, because a few times I got enough caribou for the whole village to haul some meat, usually one caribou for each family. Sometimes they don't catch them enough, especially their widows and those they can't go out and kill them. Caribou for themselves. We have to kill some for them. So sometimes they go out and haul it themselves. They have 2 or 3 dogs is enough to haul a caribou in.
Well, when you did that, did you come back really tired?
Oh, sometimes. When we get some caribou, we have to come back before our family start back home anyway. Sometimes we work hard. Sometimes we don't find our caribou too easy. And that's when we work hard. And
so how long did you be gone from home?
Oh, sometimes a week, sometimes 2 weeks. The longest, I guess, sometimes a little more than 2 weeks. That's when we'll work hard, because we got to get back before before the family started to get to back home.
So sometimes the family would get real hungry too?
Once my family was hungry, but it was definitely good to get a few things from the store. No meat, but you could get by pretty easy with the store good. Oh, usually at night, sometimes late at night, a little bit late.
Did they hear you coming?
They could hear us coming. Oh, sometimes a mile away, I guess. We were living across the river, and we have to cross the river before we get home. Sometimes they hear us when we the dogs on the Arakaka side start barking, you know, that somebody is coming.
So what would they do then?
Nothing, they just watch us coming, that's all they get. Yeah.
And start a big fire inside?
Yeah, gotta have fire and start cooking some meat, kabo meat. Sometimes they're hungry for it. Not all the time, but just once in a while.
So what's the first thing you'd say when you come up with?
Nothing to say. They see the load. They know there's something to eat in there.
And so then, do they take care of the dogs first?
Yeah, they tie up sometimes. They're tired. And want to get out of the harness very bad sometimes.
So after you come off the bank then, is it at night?
In the evening, sometimes before dark. Yeah, sometimes a little dark. Short days, you know, in December. Pretty short days to go hunting, even. Too short. You gotta find the caribou in the right time of the day. Daylight.
So then, they must feel pretty good to see you come back.
Oh, yes. Because they could see a heavy load on the sled. Everybody feels good.
They start talking to each other.
Oh, not too much. I don't talk too much.
So, can you just go inside and let them take care of the dogs?
Yeah, well, I have to tie up the dogs and feed them. No, not much. They don't ask no question. What we did and what we done, that's all. And I have to tell the people to go out and haul their own meat. Yeah, they know what it is. Trellis, easy to find anyway. What's
that? That meat
that's
still out there.
Oh, no way. We just take the guts out, clean the inside a little, and leave it like that. And throw a little spruce trees on top of it, I guess, a little. Because it won't take very long for them to come back, come and haul it. And us will be right back anyway. Sometimes spend a day hauling wood for the house and have to go right back out again, because if we stay, the dogs will eat up the meat anyway. Hard work to haul it back.
When you come back and everybody's really happy,
Oh, yes, they know they're going to eat then.
How can you tell they're happy with it?
I don't know, but I won't get fishes, I guess. No, they don't joke too much. It's just, I know you can see glad feelings in their faces, you know, in some way.
Did they ever have a song they sing when they got happy?
No. I never have those kind. I don't know. Well, there are certain parts of caribou that like everybody. Like the ribs cook pretty fast. So usually they eat that first. Very quick meal. And we have some parts down inside the guts. Really good stuff to eat. And I always shave that kind of stuff. They clean them up and shave them because they're real good eating. And my kids like that. They fight over it in the morning in the hot cake. They'll fight over that sometimes. Not too much. We'll try to fight over it because it's good food. This part like a ham, that meat that you could fill your stomach up, but it don't help you much. It's the stuff inside that'll keep you going. No matter, you don't have to eat too much of it either. It must be some vitamin, some kind of vitamin. And like some people on Kupuk there, some people, some families, they're prosperous, I guess, and they have a good, healthy family. And because they catch game, varieties of them, and it takes a lot of game to get the right kind of food that keep person healthy and strong, and they're the ones that have a good healthy family, strong family, because they eat a certain part of the game more than the others. Some families, they eat nothing but fish. Some people, some families cannot hunt. I mean, they don't know how to hunt. Or they don't want to hunt, and so they have to live on fish, just fish straight, and rabbits, of course, that helps some.
That stuff from inside
of the caribou, do you cook that? Yeah, a lot of it we cook. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, we can boil it or roast it.
What is that smell like?
Well, it got some kind of a different smell than to me, but to us, it's good smell because we know it's good.
Is there anything that you could say it's not like?
No, not much. Yeah, just caribou. You know, they have a certain kind of smell. They have it real strong when they're rotten season. Really strong. Sometimes you can't eat the meat. Some people eat it, but I can't eat it. Even the fat on it would have that taste. And you can't eat that. It's just you have that for a few days. That's all, I guess. And have a little smell, but you could eat it after that, after a few days. Not very long. I don't know how long.
When you smell that thing from inside the cavity, does that make your mouth water?
Well, sometimes, because at a certain point there, it makes my mouth more water, because I like it. I like to eat it. I could use quite a bit of fat, you know, like most Eskimos eat a lot of oil, sea oil and things. It just, I don't know, they like it, and it makes the food slide down pretty easy. Your stomach pulls it in anyway, I guess. I don't know, because they know how to trap, maybe, and they could travel long ways too, maybe, but I cannot take the outfit to last very long out there on a trail. I don't know why, maybe I feed my dogs too much and run out of dog food. My trouble, always running out of dog food out on the trail, and he can't travel too much.
Do you have a good trap line?
Well, some places we have a good trap line. In my time, there weren't too many poor animals then. When I was quite young, there were